T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ricky Ricardo is joining us right now. He, of course, does the Spanish broadcast and did a great job of the Yankee games and did a great job covering the Yankees in spring training. Ricky, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, heaven forbid. Thank you. Heaven forbid this gets delayed. The welcome home dinner is tonight. Can't put a crimp into that. Yeah.
Imagine if there's extra innings too.
Yeah. It does look like it does look like it's brightening up a little.
Yeah, I think there's. Hey, look, you get 19 innings. You're gonna have to have the welcome home dinner in the
19 innings.
You never know.
You don't want 19 innings.
No. I don't want 19 innings. But the welcome home dinner is always fun.
I will say, if you're gonna have a 19 inning game, you want it on a weekday afternoon though.
When the next game is a night game,
so right?
We can sleep in tomorrow.
Now, was that game? Was it against the Orioles last year? The game ended like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Red Sox, yeah.
Oh, there he is. It's
the Red Sox.
Right.
What I remember about that game is I watched the entire thing. My wife is sitting next to me, passed out. All of a sudden, I think Kay says, and we go to the 18th. And my wife just pops up and says, what did he say? 18th. I said, this game is still going on.
And let me also say, that was also a classic night for other reasons that we will not get into.
Was it?
Well, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
I know Ernie knows what I'm talking about, right, Ernie?
Wow, now I'm excited.
Ernie's laughing.
By the way, this lunch hour is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. For those coming out to the ballpark today or watching on TV or listening to you or listening to John and Susan, what should we expect from Jordan Montgomery? You've obviously seen him pitch in spring training.
I was impressed. I think I mentioned it to you guys in spring. This young man is composed. He doesn't get rattled by anything. The last outing he had was against the Blue Jays A lineup that day. Donaldson was in there. Bautista was in there. So he pitched against, 90% of the regulars of a very strong Toronto lineup. When he had situations where people were on base, didn't get rattled, worked his way out of jams. So I'm impressed by just the way he doesn't get rattled. He's composed on the mound. He's got good stuff. Feels like he belongs here. When he saw me in the clubhouse this morning, he looked at me and said, I told you I'd be here, sooner or later. So sooner than later.
Yeah.
So I think he's a keeper. And if he has a good outing here today and follows it up with another one, he may not ever see the minor leagues again, hopefully.
What do you think so far? I know we're only 7 games into it. They're 3-4. Well, what's your thoughts on what you've seen so far with this team?
Well, the injury situation with Sanchez, notwithstanding, Greg Bird's situation kind of puzzles me. Monday, Girardi said, we're going to keep him out of the lineup because of the stomach flu that he had over the weekend. And this morning, Joe said, he didn't. The ankle was still sore on Monday. How bad is this ankle? He's not in the lineup today because it's a lefty Blake Snell for the race.
Well, that's the thing. Is today the lefty factor or the ankle still bother, the foot still bothering
him? I think
it's
a combination of everything. Right. Joe said he felt better today. We've all had the stomach fluid at some point in our lives. I usually get over, maybe it's me, I usually get over it in 24 hours. Yeah, the stomach flu from back the weekend in Baltimore.
I usually have it by game 10 of the Jet season.
Game 10? That's more like game 5.
Well, by that point.
That's a whole other illness
we can get into that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but so I'm concerned about that. Didi, it doesn't seem like there's much progress with Gregorius. And James Kaprielian, let's face it, guys. Next year, obviously we're still just getting this year started. But for the 2018 season, if CeCe's gone, if Tanaka opts out, Pineda's a free agent. They were looking at the youngster Kaprielian maybe as progressing through the system this year, maybe even getting a September call-up, who knows. But as being a part of the rotation next year now, he's hurt. And we don't know to what extent he's injured in the minor league. So the early season injuries concern me. Other than that, pleasant surprise, for example, is the way Headley has played. He's started off a lot better, although he still makes his little throwing errors. We've seen a couple of those. Headley's been better. Gardner's been better, especially very aggressive on the bases, which I like. And it looks like Ellsbury has started the year off a little bit better also. And, we had questions about whether Aaron Judge, last time we spoke from Florida, we didn't know if Judge was going to be on the opening day roster.
Right.
He's hit a couple of home runs, big one on Sunday to tie the game in Baltimore, and another big shot here on opening day. So it doesn't seem like Judge is overwhelmed by being back in the major league. So there's been some positive notes so far, but really the injury situation is concerning.
You know, it's funny, as great as Pinedo was on Monday, and he was unbelievable, there's always going to be that question of, can he put it all together? Can he be consistent? Even if he put together a great season this year, would you still be worried moving forward with a long-term contract that, okay, this is him, now he's legit?
Yeah, he's really, really – he doesn't have to have a good year. He has to have a really good year.
Right.
Let's throw the term out there. He has to have a great year for the organization to, to have enough confidence in him to give him a multi-year deal. Right now, we have a shortage of pitching around the major leagues. The problem with Pineda is there's so much potential that when you see an outing like the one he had a couple of years ago where he struck out with 16 Orioles on a Sunday afternoon.
It was unbelievable.
Or what he did here against the Rays, a team that he wasn't very good against in his first outing down in St. Petersburg, and he turns around. These guys have seen him, 4 or 5 days ago, turns around and has that kind of an outing against that very same lineup here on Monday. It's almost a tease. I mean, he can be so, so good. You know, but you always wait for the other shoe to drop with him. So, let's see. Let's give him until Memorial Day before we, try to rate the direction he's going in. From my conversation with him this morning, he seems like he is a much more focused Michael Pineda than I have spoken to in past years. Maybe this is the maturity level. He's another year older. He knows he's got his back up against the wall this year. It's a contract year. He knows this. And from the first day we got to camp in Tampa, he said, this is, I love it, in classic Ricky Henderson third person, I know this is a year for Big Mike.
That is classic.
So he knows he's got to put it all together this year.
Severino, I thought the first outing was pretty good. We talked about it in Baltimore, he gave up a big home run. But what about, because to me, he's another huge key for this team. What about him?
Severino is a matter of putting it all together. He's a two-pitch guy who's in search of the third pitch, of mastering the command of a third pitch. Brian Cashman said very clearly in spring training, Severino is going to be a starting pitcher, whether it's on the major league level or down in the minor leagues. So all the talk about him being a dynamite reliever, there's plenty of good arms in this bullpen here. They need help in the starting rotation, and that's always what, number one, Severino wanted to be, what the organization wanted him to be, and what they need right now is help in the starting rotation. So with him, he's got the stuff. He's got the velocity. I think after working with Pedro Martinez in the winter in the Dominican Republic, he's got a little bit more savvy about pitching instead of being a thrower, being a pitcher, and he'll come out and say that. The biggest difference in his mind is that this year he considers himself a pitcher instead of just a guy out there, as a flamethrower. And maybe Pedro got into his head, and God bless it. If so, that can only help him. But he's a young man who's going to have growing pains. He had a down year last year. He's another one that, before the organization loses faith in him, needs to take a step forward. I think he'll do it.
We're talking to Ricky Ricardo
The tarp is now, they're taking the tarp off the field.
What kind of tarp do we have here, Joe?
This is the GLAD tarp.
That's right.
I don't know. You have to throw that out.
I don't know if they're a sponsor, but on our show. But
well, they're a sponsor for Yankee Stadium.
They will be soon.
I'm sure.
They will be soon. The top is coming off.
So. I mean, it is, when you really think about it, it is a brilliant place to put a sponsor logo.
Yes, it is.
Because everybody stares at the tarp to see if it's still raining.
Of course.
So there you go. By the way, as we talk to you, Ricky, we want to remind Yankee fans that right now, it is Wednesday, which means today is Admiration Wednesday, which also means you have your chance right now to win a pair of main level tickets courtesy of Admiration Foods. Right now, we'll take caller number 5 at 866-540-WFAN, and you win 2 tickets to see the New York Yankees take on the Baltimore Orioles on April 29th at Yankee Stadium, all from Admiration Foods. Admiration on the label means quality on your table and your flagship station for Yankee baseball, The Fan. You mentioned the Sanchez injury. When Gary Sanchez was going nuts last year, I almost felt bad for him. Because the
it's a fact to follow.
It's an impossible. Yeah. It is mathematically almost impossible to follow that act. Yeah. How does he handle that? When you speak to him, does he kind of realize, look, I think I'm good, but I'm not going to hit 75 home runs.
He tries to play it down as much as he can. Even when we had the breakfast with him back in February, the WFAN breakfast with him, you know, from that day, and Mike asked him that day, it's going to be you're a pretty tough act to follow, and you're the one that's doing it. He knows that expectations are high for him. At the same time, all spring long, he kept trying to keep a level head about it. He knows he can't. Chances are he's not going to repeat what he did late last year, you know, throughout an entire season. You know, pitchers have seen him now. The scouts have seen him. There's now a quote-unquote book on him.
Sure.
And you saw that early, the way the Tampa Bay Rays pitchers attacked him early in that series. He got off to a slow start because of throwing into him completely different from the way they pitched to him when he came up from the minor leagues last year. So when you become the target of scouts and other teams' pitching coaches, and they all make it a point. It's almost like football when you want to eliminate that one wide receiver. Well,
right,
now
right,
in the Yankee lineup, there are two guys that, you know, they're not going to let them beat them, and that's Gary Sanchez and Greg Bird. So it's now time for these youngsters to readjust to the adjustments they have made to them. Now, Sanchez is real level-headed about it. At least the way he's going about dealing with this injury is positive, because he said to me, what can I do? I took a swing. I'm hurt. I'm not going to rush myself back. I'm not going to put extra pressure on myself. For whatever it's worth, his mindset about the injury and the expectations are both pretty level-headed.
You know, two guys that veteran guys that are off to pretty good starts, Chase Headley and Ellsbury.
Yep.
Actually, two guys that, you know, how about them? I mean, they're obviously in two big keys, and neither of them had good years last year. It's good to see them bounce back at least early at this point.
Headley is a guy, remember, that led the National League in runs batted
in,
you know, in our lifetime,
yeah,
just a few
in
years
our
ago.
Lifetime.
It's crazy.
There you go, Rick.
With the San Diego Padres, you know,
for me, that's a long lifetime.
Man. And people were trying to tell me that Yanhervis Solarte has turned out to be a better fit for the Padres.
Yeah, he kind of has.
And I guess they can make that argument,
yeah.
Evan, that Solarte, if you want to grade that deal out right now, the Padres may have gotten the better of that deal,
yes,
financially and results on the field. Headley's another guy that told me in spring training that he knows that the pressure's on him and he's got to come through. It still bothers me that when he makes these routine throws to first base, that's no longer Mark Teixeira scooping balls.
That's a big difference.
That's a great point.
Okay? It's not even Tino Martinez. Forget going back to Don Mattingly.
Yeah, right.
It's you know, first base right now is being manned by Greg Bird and Chris Carter, so it's defensive level, take a couple steps down. So when he makes these routine throws to first base and they come in on a short hop and the ball ends up either in the seats or up against the railing back here, and that runner gets to second base like we saw on a couple of occasions already in the first, week 10 days of the season, that's got to concern you. But at least he knows that he's got to produce. He's got to produce to his baseball career.
Tex was underappreciated with that defense,
man. Oh, absolutely.
He
saved a lot of errors.
Oh, I think he helped keep Derek Jeter around for a few more years with the errors he saved from him.
Yeah, absolutely.
At first base. Ricky, you've done a great job. We appreciate
tremendous
you coming on.
Job, Ricky.
I'm home, my friends.
Always a pleasure.
It's great to see you both here. Welcome home, sir. Yep, absolutely. Let's see if we can't get this one underway.
Yeah, I think so. Tarp's coming off the field, which is a great sign. So
it's really, you know, it's really interesting watching these guys with the top. I mean, this is like
well-oiled machine,
precision at its best.
And then they dance too in the sixth inning.
That's right. No, that's the YMCA, right?
That's right. Been doing that
for like 20 years.
Long time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.